If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Dark Realms. For those who can't see, and hopefully those who can, on YouTube, I'm currently very sunburnt due to this heatwave we're having in the UK, and it's quite painful to move my face at the moment, which is unfortunate. However, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's reached out with their feedback regarding these videos and the videos that we are going to do when we introduce The Dark Vault, where I'll be reading some of the stories and experiences I collected from my former podcast, We Need to Talk About Ghosts. Now, of course, if this is one of the first times you've either listened or watched the video of Dark Realms, this is a spin-off from the main show, The Dark Paranormal, which comes out every Friday when we're in our seasons, of course, and we're midway through our 20th season as it stands. So if you've not heard the show already, head over to wherever you get your podcasts. I think some are already on YouTube too, and search for The Dark Paranormal. Also at the moment, with it being our 20th anniversary, we're giving everyone a week free trial of our highest tier on Patreon, which means you receive everything we release on that main feed, both free and before anyone else, and you also gain full access to the Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites. Now on Dark Bites, we take a look at some of the experiences which are a bit too short for a main episode, and we pull them together and we have a more informal discussion. And we do that each and every Sunday of the year, so the Dark Bites back catalogue is currently topping over 110 hours of Patreon-only content. So if that sounds like something you'd like, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, we're going to take a look at a dark realm suggested by our listener, Steve. And this particular dark realm is allegedly home to spirits in the double figures. And it's also about a 45-minute drive from where I'm currently sat. Because today's Dark Realm is the beautiful location of Plasteg in North Wales. Plasteg is a beautiful Jacobean-era mansion in the north of Wales. Lying between the Welsh towns of Mold and Wrexham, it stands as a grand Jacobean country house with a reputation of being one of Britain's most haunted residences. Built in 1610 by Sir John Trevor I, who was a courtier to the King, King James I. The mansion's 400-year history is steeped both in documented events and whispered legends. Over the centuries, Plasteg has been a family home, a wartime headquarters, and even a courthouse, where the infamous Hanging Judge Jeffreys allegedly would condemn rebels to die on the premises. By the mid-20th century, the once beautiful home had decayed in such a way, people said it should have been demolished. Today, its stone walls and timber staircases stand restored. But if reported to be believed, Plasteg is far from empty, with allegedly no fewer than 15 ghosts. These are souls from across the ages clinging to its halls. Some of the mansion's history is recorded fact, such as using billeted soldiers in World War II to the near demolition in the 50s. But many linger without proof, passed down as lore, such as star-crossed lovers meeting tragic ends, murders, restless spirits, and even suicides. The house's very function as a courthouse during turbulent times meant that violence and death were never a stranger there. So it's little wonder that ghostly presences and spirits are felt so strongly within the walls of Plasteg. or that the mansion eagerly embraces its haunted reputation, hosting ghost tours and paranormal investigations throughout the year, ones that draw in the thrill seekers from far and wide. We're about to delve into three of Plazteg's most terrifying spirits. Each of these spectres come with their own tale of woe or misery or wickedness, ones that have imbued the mansion with an atmosphere of utter dread. So as we explore their legends, and I report encounters to you, remember that at Plazteg, the line between history and myth can almost be as hazy as a phantom on a moonless night. Now, let's open the creaking door of Plazteg and step inside this dark realm. And we start by taking a look at the White Lady of the Well, Dorothy Trevor. In the still darkness of a North Wales night, drivers on the A541 road have often been startled by the sudden appearance of a woman in white, darting across the asphalt. This phantom is so lifelike that some people slam on their brakes, convinced they've just hit a living person. They get out their car to find no one, and nothing is damaged, there is nobody in the street, the car is fine, nothing happened. So who did they hit? Well, according to local legend, the ghost haunting that stretch of road is Dorothy Trevor, forever fleeing toward a fate she could never escape in life. Dorothy's story is tragic. It's a tale of love and loss that has been passed down through generations. In the early 17th century, Dorothy was the teenage daughter of Sir John Trevor, the master of Plazteg, and she fell deeply in love with a local farmer's son, a young man by the name of Iorwerth. A match her wealthy family would never really approve of. When Sir John forbade their courtship, the lovers decided they would flee in a desperate attempt to stay in this relationship, eloping under the cover of darkness. So Dorothy secretly gathered her jewels, her valuables, hiding them in a wooden box by the old well, on the estate grounds, ready to go and grab their things and start a new life together by selling those very items. And one night, with no moon to help guide her way, Dorothy snuck out of the house towards the well to retrieve the box. But fate was cruel, and in the pitch black, she lost her footing and fell into the well. Of course, wells in those times were not just symbols of the past, they were very much present technology. And so the cold water swallowed her screams. Dorothy Trevor drowned in that very well, and her dreams of love and freedom drowned with her. It would be a full 2 months before Dorothy's body was finally discovered in the well's depths. And when it was, the precious box of jewels was nowhere to be found. In the interim, poor Iorwerth was left waiting in vain. Because Dorothy never returned to him to elope, he assumed she'd abandoned him. And soon, the village learnt of Dorothy's disappearance, and a dreadful suspicion fell upon Iorwerth. Terrified for his own safety, and that he would be accused of murdering Dorothy for the jewels, the grief-stricken young man took his own life, hanging himself in the wood that surrounds Plazteg. Thus, two lives were taken by love and hate. Poor Dorothy was lost to misfortune, Iorwerth to despair. And ever since, their ghosts are said to roam the estate, endlessly in search of each other. Two spirits separated by death. Those who claim to have encountered Dorothy's apparition say she is a pale, frail-looking woman, but also described as frantic-looking. On the old coach road that is now the A541, drivers report a woman in a flowing white dress running in front of their headlights. One local even recounts a chilling incident of a ghostly passenger appearing inside his car. To quote, "He looked next to him and saw a girl just sat there. He was too scared to keep looking, and when he looked again, she'd gone. It was as if Dorothy's spirit deliberately dashes across that road, trying in vain to reach her lover on the other side. However, inside the grounds themselves, Dorothy's presence is no less palpable. Visitors often catch a glimpse of a mourning lady in white, or they catch a glimpse of a white gown drifting between the trees, or feel an inexplicable chill by the well. Decades after Dorothy's horrific drowning, a gardener claims unseen hands try to pull him in to the well, as though the waters beneath were hungry for another soul. But if soul-eating wells weren't enough to convince you about just how haunted Plaztec is, maybe our next subject, the vengeful maiden of Plaztec, will change your mind. One night in 1815, Plaztec became the stage for a drama of jealousy and murder that left an indelible mark on the house. The protagonist of this story is Elizabeth Trevor Roper, a 16-year-old heiress whose restless spirit is said to relive her final terrifying moments within the halls of Plaztec. Elizabeth's story is one of duels and forbidden suitors, all from prominent families seeking Elizabeth's hand. But, according to legend, her heart belonged to one man, who she loved dearly. A rival suitor, full of envy, challenged this man to a duel, and her love lost, shot dead by his jealous rival. Upon learning this fate, Elizabeth fell into unimaginable grief, but that was only the beginning. You see, this victorious suitor pursued her back to Plaztec to claim her, and she ran through the house trying to escape this murderous pursuer. In this running, she either slipped or was pushed into the well, into its endless depths. People, arguably rightly, have said they've heard crying and wailing coming from that well. But not only the well, also through the courtyard, through the halls, basically anywhere heading from deep inside the building to outside, you can allegedly hear the screams of both she and the pursuer, him angrily trying to get her to stop. And you may think, well, this guy who was this horrific suitor would have been a young man, you would imagine. Why was he unable to catch up with this young girl? Well, apparently he did take a bullet to the leg from the loved one of Elizabeth. So his shouts, heard echoing around the halls, are because he's wounded, but still floundering trying to catch poor Elizabeth. As one paranormal investigator who spent some time at Plaztec states, we heard a blood-curdling scream coming from down the corridor, but then nothing but our pounding hearts. And finally, we'll take a look at arguably, for me anyway, the most creepy one of the lot, the haunted nursery. Children of the Unseen Horror. Now, this is perhaps the darkest tale of the whole Plaztec saga. It's the story of an unspeakable familial evil, a legend of a father who suffocated his own young children in the upstairs room known as the Cradle Room. Now, people encounter aggressive paranormal activity in that room. They report shadowy figures being pushed, being terrified. An investigator by the name of James recalls, "I felt someone pushing me and then pulling me in a different direction. Sharon then had a fit and fainted, and I saw outlines of people walking around the room. That's when I really got scared." The worrying part is that the nursery's hauntings don't suggest stone tape theory or anything along those lines. It suggests a sentient, malevolent spirit. And visitors often leave not just shaken, but sincerely affected. A former attendee quipped one night, "If there's anywhere you feel like you're going to be thrown down the stairs by someone who isn't there, it's Plaztec." Now, I've driven past Plaztec many a time, and embarrassingly for me, have been completely unaware of its haunted past. But I am definitely going to be paying it a visit sometime soon. If you get to go there at any point, do remember that That tapping feeling you may think you've imagined on your shoulder may also be the spirit of Plasteg deciding what to do with you. Maybe that breeze you feel as you stand in the foyer is not just the weather, but the spirit of somebody running past you for their life. And maybe when you're in the upper rooms, like the cradle room, that suffocating feeling, that fighting for breath that you get, well, maybe, just maybe, there's a reason why you're getting that also. Plasteg is more than an absolutely stunning piece of architecture. It's also one hell of a dark realm. Please join me next week when we take a step into yet another dark realm. And until then, stay safe and take care.